We descend now to the creek, where it flits neath an overpass whose support columns picture Picasso graffiti, those observations of George Eliot Clark, one of a number of writers who have contributed to a new book about Toronto's parklands and ravines. It's called An Enduring Wilderness, Toronto's Natural Parklands. It features the photography of Robert Burley. It's being released today. Robert joined us this morning.
Good morning, Matt. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. This is a wonderful book. I've been looking at it for the last 3 days.
Thank you.
And kind of, in part because, I was saying earlier, I love to get lost in my own city.
Me too.
This happened to you, and it's happened on a number of occasions. Tell me about getting lost in Toronto.
Well, Toronto is one of the largest urban park systems in the world, and kind of unknown to the people who live here. And I thought when I started this project 4 years ago that I knew the parklands. But by the time I finished, I realized I had no idea. And I would say to all those people out there in Radio Land that if you think you know the ravine system and the waterfront in Toronto, trust me, you don't. It's just too big. It's too complex. It's too extensive. It's kind of a lifetime project to really get to know.
You write in the introduction, I discovered the world below, which I love that idea of.
Yes.
The world below, when I first moved to Toronto in the 1970s. So what did you learn about the fact that essentially there's like another city down there?
Well, there's a wonderful quote by Robert Fulford from his book, Accidental City. And he says, you know, the ravines are to Toronto what canals are to Venice and hills are to San Francisco. They are the heart of the city's emotional geography. And understanding Toronto requires an understanding of the ravines. And after doing this project, I really believe that. I believe it's really a defining feature of the city. And I think it's something that we're becoming increasingly aware of because Toronto's growing so much. We've just surpassed Chicago in terms of our population. Mm. And planners are predicting that we're going to surpass Los Angeles by 2050. So Toronto's getting really big, really fast. It's filled with all kinds of issues that you talk about regularly on this show. And the ravines are becoming a part of this city, or are a part of this city, that really make it livable, that really offer us kind of inner city nature experiences that you can't find in other places.
So I'll go up to Sunnybrook and I'll go down into the ravine there. I go up to Cedarvale on a regular basis, to Rosedale, and walk down Milkman's Lane, and I kind of disappear. You call this kind of the perfect disconnect. What does it offer you to be able to go into those places?
Well, you know, I also have an exhibition of this work that's up for the Scotiabank Contact Photography Festival. Yeah. Yesterday I got an email from a friend who went to the exhibition. He wrote to me, and there's a great line that he sent in my email. He says, "The ravines are my church, place of meditation, therapy office, keeper of my sanity." And over the course of the 4 years of doing this project, I met hundreds of people who essentially said that thing, or expressed that same idea, that these are places that are spiritual, really offer them a solace and a break from, you know, a very congested, very rapidly growing city.
What are some of your favorite places? I mean, we can walk through some of the photos that are in here, but
there's so many. But great places that I discovered are the Rouge. We're one of the only cities in North America that has a national park inside the city limit. Yeah. It's huge. I didn't know you could go camping in the Rouge, right next to the 401, the busiest highway in the world. And it's actually beautiful. It's actually a beautiful spot. And if you go camping in the Rouge, you can spend literally days walking the trails there. It's remarkable. The Bluffs, you know, I'd been to the Bluffs before. I thought I knew the Bluffs, but the Bluffs are actually a series of parks along the waterfront that includes Sylvan Park, Cudia Park, East Point, Cathedral Bluffs. It goes on and on, and it's a remarkable place in the city. For those people who've never been there, you have to go to the Bluffs. I would say it's one of my most favorite.
Is this a book? I mean, it's interesting because you were asked by the city to be involved in
this.
That's
right.
Is this a book for people who are coming to Toronto, or is it a book for people who are here already?
Well, I hope it's a book for both, because I think for the people who live in Toronto, I think we take these places for granted. And like I was saying earlier, we assume we know them, but we really don't. And I hope it's also a book for people outside of Toronto, because it's a defining feature of the city, and they really should be a place that people visit when they come here. And I'm hoping the book will lead to that.
Again, there's something, I'm going to go back to just what we started out with, that idea of being lost in your own town. Mm-hmm. When you live here and you realize you actually don't know the place as well as you think you do, there's something that happens in your brain that gets you thinking differently about this town.
Yeah. Well, in my introduction to the book, I actually tell a story of getting lost underneath the Bloor Viaduct.
Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes from where I live. It's less than 2 miles from City Hall. But it happened. I kind of got lost in a wooded area just underneath the viaduct. And I think that's the magic of these places, is they're not designed like, say, Central Park in New York City. These are places that have always been there. Mm. And they still retain this kind of wild quality that can take you back to pre-settlement times in the city.
It's a lovely book, and it will get people thinking about exploring their city in different ways. Robert, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's Robert Burley, and that's your podcast for Tuesday. I'm Matt Galloway.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts/podcasts/podcasts.